Rural Focus around regional WA. Your voice of agriculture.
Hello. Yes, here we go. Another Rural Focus podcast. Of course, looking at everything that is agriculture and agribusiness issues affecting rural communities, not just here in regional WA, but across Australia. And coming your way on today's edition of the Rural Focus podcast for you, we'll catch up with the lovely Kendall from the Triple R Network. The ladies have had a massive 2021 and still going strong as well, so we'll find out more from Kendall very soon. We'll catch up with Justin from West Coast Wool. It's been another big week for the wool industry. And also, too, we'll catch up with Travis from Class Harvest Centre there in Katanning. They've been touring around most parts of the Great Southern. We'll find out and see how the tours are going. But to kick off today's show from Rural Aid, if you're not too sure what Rural Aid, well, the team at Rural Aid provides critical support, including water, hay, financial and counselling assistance to help farmers. Here in WA, there are two councillors, Roger, who looks after the Great Southern area around Narrogin, Wagin, Katanning area, and Gomei, who looks after the Avon Valley and Central Wheatbelt areas. And Gomei joins us right now. Gomei, hello there to you.
Morning. How are you, Troy?
Not too bad, mate. Now, for those who might have missed my chat with Roger a couple of weeks ago, just rehash this a little bit. Rural Aid, what can people expect from you and Rog around regional WA?
Yeah, well, Rural Aid is one of Australia's most trusted charities. Essentially, we stand with the farmers or primary producers, essentially, when they need us the most. So we provide critical support to farmers in different areas, whether it's financial, well-being, and water assistance as well. We also offer a free counselling service,
yep,
which is where Roger and I kick in, and a bit biased, but I think that's probably our best service yet. And like you said, I look after Northern Meriden region, and Roger looks after the Downs and Wheatbelt.
Yeah, for sure. So how did you become involved here?
Yeah, well, prior to that, I was working in drug and alcohol.
So okay.
I always had a real passion for counselling in particular. And I guess working in the drug and alcohol sector, it became apparent to me that trauma was a recurring thing. And when I left that industry, I was looking for something kind of practical in terms of how we can help in that regard. And Rural Aid position came up, and I thought it was perfect because we've got a really interesting counselling model, which is different in the fact that we go onto the farms and actually meet the farmers in a context that's comfortable for them.
Yeah. Now, you spoke briefly about well-being. Can you explain well-being, say, in layman's terms?
Yeah, I guess it's one of those terms that gets thrown around a lot and people can associate it with a whole bunch of different things, whether it's burning incense or a yoga retreat or a green smoothie even. But I guess from my perspective, I look at well-being from what we call a biopsychosocial spiritual perspective, which basically means that your biology, your psychology, your social and spiritual factors are all kind of hanging there together. In a way that's meaningful for you. So I feel like it looks different for different people, but it's essentially about finding what works for you and having a connection to that, whether that's connecting to people, connecting to your home and community, or you're just having a job or an occupation that brings you a sense of satisfaction.
And Gomei, what are signs that your well-being, say, may have maybe taken a bit of a back seat?
Yeah, so I think from a well-being perspective, again, looking at those different areas, it's about having a sense of what your normal life looks like in those different areas. And once you start to notice changes in any of those areas, that's a real sign that your well-being is starting to be affected. And again, that can look different to different people. It can look like racing thoughts, issues with sleeping. You might find yourself getting irritable at loved ones, feeling a bit flat, not being able to shake those things. So those are some of the things to look out for.
And what, maybe say, some of the symptoms at the moment? Have you spoken to some farmers around the region that you look after, of course, around the Wheatbelt through Northern and Meriden? How are the farmers going?
Yeah, at the moment, everyone seems like they're really, really busy. So it's harvest time at the moment, so it's really hard to get a hold of them for the most part. But in WA, we're pretty lucky at the moment, so everything is going well. But again, from a well-being perspective, when things are going well, it's a good time to sort of put things into place and plan to have a bit of a break once the harvest is finished, because that can take its toll. But for the most part, our conversations with the farmers in WA is that they're doing really well.
For sure. And I suppose our farmers can check out your website. What is the website there, Gomez?
Yeah, so basically you can go onto the Rural Aid website and you can just go onto Google and search Rural Aid. What we're really encouraging people to do is to register on the site. So if you're a primary producer, register on that website. If you need a hand, you can give me or Roger a call. My number is 0476-772-014. So you can give me a call and we can figure out how we can best help support you.
Go ahead to that website. It's ruralaid.org.au, or as Gomez just said, just Google Rural Aid and it's all up there for you. And people can make donations to the website. Is that right too, Gomez?
Yeah, we certainly welcome donations. We depend a lot on, like I said, we're a charity, so we rely a lot on our friendly donors. So you can go onto the website again and make donations that way.
Go ahead and do that. I'm sure that you're a little bit busy at the moment, mate.
Always busy in this industry. I've got a couple of farmers I'm going out to visit tomorrow. We've got our boss who's travelled in from Brisbane.
Okay.
We'll be catching up with him tomorrow as well. But, always happy to have a chat, though.
All right. So if you're around the Northern Meriden area, around the Wheat Belt area, get in contact with Gomez and it'll sort of, help you out a little bit. But to find out more, go to the website today, of course, ruralaid.org.au. Hey, Gomez, lovely to speak with you, and hopefully we can chat with you again very soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Troy. It's been a pleasure.
Rural Focus on Triple M.
Time right now to catch up with Kendall from the Triple R Network. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad. Now, what are we talking about today?
Okay. So recently I attended the Women's Voices Action for Change. It was a important conversation and a panel session hosted by the Australian Human Rights Commission regarding Indigenous voices. And there was a quote that I heard during this session that really resonated with me, and in my work as a CEO of the Rural Regional Remote Women's Network of Western Australia. And that was that women are the social fabric of our communities and the glue that holds everything together. We are sovereign women. It's time to listen to our voices now.
Wow. Powerful words there, Kendall.
Yeah, they sure are, Troy. Look, we all deserve to be seen and heard, but for too long, the powerful voices and stories of First Nations women have not been listened to or recognised. And so the Australian Human Rights Commission, they've recently launched a beautiful animation which tells the story of First Nations women's voices. It is called From Dreams, Let's Make It Reality. And there's also the Women's Voices Report, which discusses the role women play in Indigenous culture and protecting their culture and community, and what we can all do to support First Nations gender justice and equality.
Okay, so where can women find the animation and the report?
Well, we are sharing the animation via our newsletter later today for the video, and you can find the Women's Voices Report on the Australian Human Rights Commission website. So please register for our newsletter and or go to the website to learn more.
Okay. Also, it's 16 days in WA to raise awareness of violence against women. What can you tell us about the campaign, or what are, say, some of the key messages here, Kendall?
Yeah, so 16 days in WA runs from 25th of November, which is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, through to December 10, which is Human Rights Day each year. The campaign takes its inspiration from the global 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. So some stats related to Western Australia are 65% of assaults recorded in Western Australia last year were related to family and domestic violence, and that was up by 15% on 2019. Of the approximate 22,000 victims, 73% or 16,000 victims were female. We've also got that 48%, which is 28 victims of homicide and related offences, including murder, attempted murder and manslaughter in West Australia, were related to family and domestic violence. Of this, 19 victims were female. Also, one in two women and one in four men have experienced sexual harassment since the age of 15. And last, there were 3,048 victims of sexual assault in West Australia last year, a 10% increase on 2019. And of these, 86% or 2,600 victims were female.
Just alarming, pretty much, Kendall, Just alarming.
Sure is, yeah.
Well, we must continue to work harder in eliminating violence against women, and we can support this by raising much more awareness. So, Kendall, thank you for the update, and hopefully we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, great. Thanks so much.
Rural Focus on Triple M.
Well, it's that time for a Friday to catch up with Justin from West Coast Wools. Morning, mate.
Good morning, Troy. How are you today?
Not bad. How's the week been?
Yeah, no, pretty good week in wool. Pretty good week in wool. And gee, we've had some pretty good weather as well, which has been lovely driving the countryside. So that's been good. I'll read through the market indicators for you real quickly and let you know how we've gone for the week. So AWEX EMI up 5 cents for the week, trading at 13.46, down 3 cents in US terms. 18 microns finished at 19.70, unchanged. 19 microns 16.30, unchanged for the week. 20 microns 13.50, up 10 cents. And 21s up 20 cents. Merino skirtings were selling pretty good as well and followed that same trend as the fleece, while merino cardings were basically unchanged. So, yeah, pretty good week.
All right. And reports from farmers, mate, how are they tracking along? I'm sure they're enjoying the sunshine at the moment.
I think they are, yeah, finally. A lot of people, look flat strap on headers at the moment. From all reports, people are getting pretty decent crops around the place. I think obviously there was some areas that were a bit frost affected and some areas too wet. But all in all, I think, averages have been pretty good. So, no, that's good. And look, wool-wise, still some, beautiful wool coming off at the moment. Great yielding. I think I have mentioned before that we are seeing some longer sort of wools, come through over that, 100 to 110 mil, with a high mid and high CPH. That's probably the only thing that's really starting to top a little bit of a discount in the market at the moment is as high mids with a long staple. So, other than that, everything seems to be selling, really well. If you look at a 19 mic on a decile 16.30 over a 10-year period, you're trading around that 65 to 70%, and that's including those 2 years of record highs. So if you're a 19 micron, it's a very, very good selling opportunity at the moment. And look, even for a 21, you're above that 50% over a 10-year period. So all in all, I think good selling opportunity leading into next week. There'll be a total offering of just over that 40,000 bales again, which is what we've been seeing the last few weeks. Not much change, but early news this morning. I don't want to sound too bullish, but a little bit of inquiry overnight. So look, I'm going into next week with a little bit of confidence, and hopefully we might see a final little push before Christmas.
Let's hope that that crystal ball you got there, mate, is on the money for next week.
We'll see how we go.
Anything else from you this morning there, mate?
No, I think that'll pretty much do me today, Troy.
All right. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend, mate, and we'll chat again soon.
You too. Thanks very much.
Rural Focus on Triple M.
It is Troy with Rural Focus for your Friday. Time right now to catch up with a man who's very, very busy, like most of us around regional WA at the moment. Travis from Class Harvest Centre there in Katanning. Morning, mate.
Morning, Troy. Good morning, listeners.
Now, you went to Temple Up last week. How did that go for you?
Yeah, really good. So that kicked off our Odds Pro Lexian demo with the 7,700. We took off the Town Block Community Crop, giving the hand to take that off last week, and really, really good. It was, and we like doing a bit of stuff for the community. So best of both worlds. We got to show off the machine and do a bit for the community.
All right, and where are you off to in the next couple of weeks, mate?
And then we're off to Noangrup, heading down there. Then the machine will make its way around to Ongrup, out to Jerry, then up to through Lake Grace, into the start of early next week, Nibing, that sort of area. So, we've got, and then we start swinging up the eastern side of the Great Southern Region. It'll make its way up through to Narrogin.
Yep.
Williams area, through towards the end of next week, early the week after. Then we start making our way back down through the Great Southern and, see where we end up.
So what sort of machines are you taking out and about with you, mate?
So we've got the Lexian 7700, which is our standard body Lexian this year. We've demoed the 8000 series, which are our wide body Lexians the last couple of years, and just showcasing what our standard body machines can do. That's got a Tier 3 Perkins motor in it. We've got a Convio, which is our draper front. It's been running around 1230 or 40 foot for the people talking old school. And that's been going really, really well. And we have had a pickup front running on it as well, picking up some very, very big canola windrows down south. So machines going through it like a champion. It's loving it.
And what are you hearing from farmers when you take these machines out, mate?
Look, really impressed. The technology in these new 1000 series machines has just taken another step up. The drum and the beater, they've all been enlarged in this new series. And the technology around the CMOS Auto and the touchscreen now has really just put the finishing touches on what was already a really good machine.
So when they see these machines when you're out and about, mate, can they make an order for these?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so we've still got our Auspro Lexian program running. Finishes on the 28th, I think, of December.
Okay.
So, guys need to get in quick, as everyone would be well aware. Internationally, the machinery supplies are really, really tight. Hearing stuff coming out of Europe now, a lot of suppliers. It's more the components that people are having problems getting a hold of is what's holding the actual machines up. So anyone that's in the market for new machinery, they need to get in quick. And it's not just a sales ploy, Troy. It's genuine. They don't get in quick, they're not going to get machines for 2022 harvest.
Yeah, no. So get in today if you can. Now, if people are wanting to know more with you there, Trav, can they jump on the website?
Yeah, of course they can. So you go to classharvestcentre.com.au or you can hit us up on Facebook at Class Harvest Centre Katanning. Or give us a call at the branch on 0898218900.
Mate, enjoy your tours around the Great Southern and we'll chat to you again soon.
We will. Thanks, Troy.
Rural Focus on Triple M.
Well, we all need water, really, don't we? That we most certainly do. And the leading water treatment services around Perth in WA, Australia, is the team at Athena Water Services. They go here, there, and everywhere. They've got plenty of treatment solutions there for you, not just in agricultural circles, but also commercials and lifestyle as well. Time right now to say hello to the lovely Sarah from Athena Water. Sarah, hello.
Good morning. How you going?
So what, the boss has gone on out and about and he's left you to do today's interview?
He has. He's left me in charge.
All right. Now, for those people who don't know, Athena Water Services, what can you tell us about it?
Athena Water Services, we are a leading water treatment company in WA, and we mainly focus around the agricultural areas. And we generally go out to lots of different farms and meet up with the farmers and treat their bore water and make it usable, basically.
Now, I believe that you're the sort of the superstar behind the website. And I also now know that you've got the Facebook page up and running.
Yes, we're coming new age now. so I've just recently set up the Facebook page to link up with our new website.
Mm-hmm.
So just getting us out there a bit more so people can have more avenues of actually being able to get in contact with us. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. We're getting there.
People sort of go into the Facebook page now?
It's only just very new.
Okay.
So I'm hoping as I get it out there, everyone can start giving us a little like, and I'll be keeping everybody updated with the latest and greatest of what we're working on. You did mention about Tom being on a mine site.
Yeah.
As we speak, which is one of the jobs that actually just popped up there. It's a really impressive 20-foot customised reverse osmosis unit.
Okay.
Plus a fair few other little bits of water treatment stuff.
Yep.
And it's great. It's really impressive. So check it out.
Check that out. And the lead up to Chrissy, I suppose people can check out both the Facebook page and the website. And maybe if they're after something for Chrissy, they can find all the info right there.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll have all our opening hours leading up to Christmas on there, as well as what we've got coming up in the new year. So definitely jump on, have a look. If there's anything that you're needing or wanting, now's the time to let us know so we can prepare nice and early for you in the new year.
Yeah, check out the website today, athenawater.com.au. 20-plus years experience, Australian family-owned and operated. And, well, the good news is you're right here in WA, Sarah.
Absolutely, right here in WA. One of our biggest things is that we like to say that no farm is too far. So we're all about the family businesses and getting out there and working with a family because we are a family-operated business. So we really like to get out there and get amongst it and support our WA farmers.
That's it, athenawater.com.au. If people are wanting to know more, check out that website. Is there a telephone number there too, Sarah?
Yes, there is.
9248-9674.
That's exactly the one. I'm good at dialing it, but not at repeating it.
So give Sarah a phone call today, 9248 9674. The Facebook page, what are we looking for? Athena Water?
Athena Water, that's
okay.
Right.
Go ahead and do that. And with the lead up to Chrissy, not too far away right now, maybe something there that you've been trying to get on the farm. Check it out today, athenawater.com.au. Hey, Sarah. Good job.
Thank you so much. Awesome. Thank you.
There you go. We sign, seal and deliver another Rural Focus podcast. Yes, if it's happening in agricultural circles here in regional Western Australia, got it covered for you. Nice weather conditions here now. Not so great on the East Coast. If you're listening to this podcast, whether you're in New South Wales, maybe Queensland or maybe in some parts of regional Victoria, thoughts with you, of course, some flooding on the East Coast. And I know there's also some wild weather internationally as well. I know we've got some international listeners that tune in as well. Hello to you, and thank you for choosing the Rural Focus podcast. And don't forget too, if you have missed anything from the podcast or from the radio show, you can catch it up right here on the Listener app. Maybe you missed our chat with David Littleproud yesterday, who is the Agricultural Minister, and he's also the Deputy Leader of the Nationals. If you missed his chat yesterday, you can catch it also up here on the Rural Focus Facebook page, or also too on the Rural Focus Twitter page. Go ahead there and check it out. Hey, that is it for me, Troy Stockton. I'll be back with another Rural Focus podcast for you very soon. Look forward to having your company then.